As a criminal is arrested for punishment by the constables of the state, a person engaged in criminal sense gratification is similarly arrested by the Yamadutas, who bind him by the neck with strong rope and cover his subtle body so he may undergo severe punishment.
Borítás. Ahogy az államrendjének fenntartói elfogják a bűnöst, hogy megbüntessék, úgy ejtik fogjul a bűnös érzékkielégítésbe merülő embert a Yamadutánk. Erős kötelekkel kötözik meg a nyakánál fogva, és beburkolják finom fizikai testét, hogy szigorú büntetésben lehessen része.
Every living entity is covered by a subtle and gross body. The subtle body is the covering of mind, ego, intelligence, and consciousness.
Minden élőlényt egy finom és egy durva anyagi test fed. A finom test az elméből, az egóból, az intelligenciából és a tudatból álló burok.
It is said in the scriptures that the constables of Yamaraj cover the subtle body of the culprit and take him to the abode of Yamaraj to be punished in a way that he is able to tolerate.
Az írások azt mondják, hogy Yamaraj követei beburkolják a finom fizikai testét, hogy Yamaraj lakhelyére vigyék, ahol olyan büntetés vár rá, melyet képes elviselni.
He does not die from this punishment, because if he died, he would suffer the punishment.
Nem hal bele a büntetésben, mert ha meghalna, kiszenvedne a büntetéstől.
It is not the business of the constables of Yamaraj to put one to death.
Yamaraj követeinek nem az a dolguk, hogy valakinek a halálát okozzák.
In fact, it is not possible to kill a living entity, because factually he is eternal. He simply has to suffer the consequences of his activities of sense gratification.
Valójában az élőlényt nem is lehet elpusztítani, mert örök. Pusztán szenvednie kell érzékkielégítő cselekedetei miatt.
The process of punishment is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
A büntetés módszerét a Chaitanya Charitamrita magyarázza el.
Formerly the king's men would take a criminal in a boat in the middle of the river.
Hajdanán a király emberei a bűnözőt egy csónakban a folyó közepére vitték.
They would dunk him by grasping a bunch of his hair and thrust him completely under water.
A hajánál fogva belemártották a vízbe, és teljesen a víz alá nyomták.
I say about grabbing a bunch of his hair. Did we say the part about dunking a bunch of his hair? But we work out the comma.
The sentence is finished there. It's pushed under the body.
But we didn't mention the part about when he was almost suffering. Suffocating. And when he was almost suffocating, the king's constables would take him out of the water and allow him to breathe for some time. And then they would again dump him in the water to suffocate him.
Amikor már majdnem megfulladt, kivették a vízből, és hagyták lélegezni egy ideig, majd újra lenyomták a vízbe, hogy megfulladjon.
This sort of punishment is inflicted upon the forgotten soul by Yamaraj, and will be described in the following verses.
Efféle büntetéseket mér Yamaraj a feledékeny lélekben, ahogyan arról a következő versek beszámolnak.
So the living entity, when he performs fruitive activities, but not in a proper way or in an impious way, then naturally the result will not be favorable.
Amikor az élőlény gyümölcsöző tetteket végez, de nem a megfelelő módon, hanem istentelen módon, akkor nem lesz ez a fajta eredmény.
Right. Immediately we may get something, but in the long run, then there'll be a trouble.
Lehet, hogy azonnal kapunk valami jó időben, bajunk lesz belőle.
Like if something is stolen, we get something. Immediately then we have some happiness. But that's very short compared to then the anxiety of always being chased by the state.
Hogyha ellopunk valamit, akkor lehet, hogy azonnal van valami örömünk abból, de ez jelentéktelen összehasonlítva azzal az aggodalommal, amit kapunk, hogy mindig üldöznek bennünket, igyente az államnak a képviselői.
So it's not a recommended process.
Ez nem egy javasolt folyamat.
Because then going against the direction of the Lord, one cannot be satisfied.
Mert hogyha valaki az Úr utasításai ellen tesz, akkor nem lehet elégedett.
So here we see what happens to someone who performs activities in this way.
Szóval itt láthatjuk, hogy mi történik azzal, aki így cselekszik.
So the Yamadutas, they come and collect such a fallen soul.
Jönnek a Yamadutak az ilyen elesett lélekért.
Bind him by the neck with very strong ropes.
vastag kötelekkel, vagy kötözik a nyakán ápolnak.
And then the subtle body is covered so that he can, you know, he can tolerate or he'll stay conscious while then they deal with them according to his what he deserves.
És akkor a finom testét befedik, és így a tudatlanul, hogy tapasztalja azokat a dolgokat.
Because the living entity identifies with the subtle and gross body and think it is them, then the activities when performed, then that they punish him for. So the subtle body, because of the attachment to it, when things happen to it, then that identification, we think it is happening to us.
Mivel a finom testtel azonosítjuk magunkat, ezért ami azzal történik, azt mondjuk, hogy az történik velünk.
So they they're dealing with the subtle body, so there is no gross body, but because of attachment, living entity suffers.
Szóval a finom testtel foglalkoznak, mert nincsen durva test, de mivel az élőlény azonosítja magát azzal, ezért szenved.
The king's business is to see that dharma or religious principles are being followed properly. Right? If these principles aren't being followed properly, then it's the king's business to see that it's corrected. And that somebody is, and that the person, the culprit, is punished for what they are doing wrong.
És hogy a bűnös legmentesség azért, amit rosszul csinál.
Because if someone does something wrong, then they will get a reaction for that.
Mert ha valaki valamit rosszul csinál, akkor azért fog kapni visszavetést.
So if they are punished, then that future reaction doesn't come.
Szóval, ha megbüntetik, akkor elmarad az a jövőbeli visszavetés.
Right? They are at least materially purified of the problem.
Legalább anyagilag megtisztulnak a problémától.
And fortunately, in this whole process, the desires within the heart of the living entity are not purified. So generally, we see the living entity, even after such punishment, again they are performing the same activity. So even though one knows one will suffer, one still has the desire. And without taking up the process of Krishna consciousness, to control those desires is very, very difficult. Therefore, the process of chanting Hare Krishna and following the devotional activities, by that one can give up material desire. And giving up material desire, then one is able to give up sinful
activities.
Any question?
The
question is we're supposed to give up sinful and pious desires or activities. So what does that mean for the devotees to give up pious desires?
Szóval a kérdés az, hogy feladni az istentelen és a jámborvágyakat is, szóval mit jelent egy bakta számára feladni a jámborvágyakat?
Right, you know, sinful, like a sinful desire would be, we want to eat all kinds of crazy things.
Bűnös vágyazom, mert mindenféle őrült dolgot akarunk enni.
Pious is, we want to eat all kinds of nice things, but we want to offer them to Krishna.
Jámbor az azt jelenti, hogy mindenféle jó dolgot akarunk elni fel a jámbor az Krishnának.
Right. Or maybe Krishna is not so involved in it, but now instead of eating all kinds of nonsense things, then we want to eat all kinds of pious, nice, you know, nutritious, and organically grown, and, you know, a bio, whatever. It's all the different things, you know, the organic, permaculturally, you know, all these different things done, you know, transported from one place to another by horse cart, and, you know, and all the different things, you know. That is pious.
Right.
So then the first stage is then you take those highest desires and you engage them in Krishna's service.
Az első szint, hogy ezeket a javulványokat lefoglalja Krishnának a szolgálatában.
Right? Because pious activities can be engaged in Krishna's service.
Mert a javulványokat le lehet foglalni Krishnának a szolgálatában.
Impious is very difficult to engage in the Lord's service.
Az Isten teremtetteket nagyon nehéz lefoglalni az ő szolgálatában.
But still we see the desire, material desire is there on our part.
De még mindig látjuk, hogy az anyagi vágyaink ott vannak.
We want to eat nicely. Right. But we understand that Krishna is arranging it, so we offer it to him. But then, as we become purified, then we understand that the real platform is we cook for Krishna what Krishna likes to eat.
Right.
So then what Krishna likes to eat, then that's what we accept.
És aztán, amit Krishna szeret enni, mi azt fogadjuk el.
And it is also, you know, in the mode of goodness.
Ez is a jóság kötelében.
But the motive, the approach is different.
De a motiváció, vagy a megközelítés más.
Rather than what I want to eat, I offer to Krishna. What Krishna wants to eat, that's what we offer to Krishna, and we accept that.
Ahhoz, hogy azt csináljuk, hogy amit mi akarunk lenni, azt feleljük Krishnának.
So if we see in the whole process the idea of the fruit of activities performed in an improper manner, that must be completely removed. Then the pious side, that we engage in Krishna's service.
A jávor oldalt pedig lefoglaljuk Istennek a szolgálatában.
And purify that.
És megtisztítjuk.
Until we can come to the platform of just full surrender to
Krishna. Amíg el nem jutunk a Krishnának a teljes megfordulás szintjére.
Like that. So a devotee has to be very careful to watch out for the pious desires also.
Szóval egy baktának nagyon figyelmesen vigyáznia kell a jávor vágyakkal is.
You know, in the beginning we, you know, I say we'll be very rough in our desires and our activities.
Kezdetben nagyon durvák lesznek a vágyaink és a cselekedeteink.
You know, so we find that, you know, boys and girls' attitude towards each other is that one of sense gratification.
Látjuk, hogy a fiúk és a lányok egymáshoz való viszonya az érzékkielégítésen alapszik.
No, so that is sinful.
És ez bűnös.
But as we are doing devotional service and becoming purified, then many times we find then that is not so much an attraction. Then our attraction is, you know, nice home, very pleasant atmosphere, pleasant exchanges, you know, the kids making all their little nice noises and crawling around the house, and, you know, friends coming and relatives and, you know, everything working so wonderfully and nicely and like that. Like that. So the desires become purified, we actually start getting pious desires. But still those pious desires or attachments are still material. Now they may be human instead of animalistic. But human is still of the material world. So unless we engage our activities in the Lord's service, those activities, nice activities, will still keep us in the world.
Ha nem foglaljuk le őket az Úr szolgálatában, akkor ezek a jó cselekedetek is az anyagi világban fognak tartani bennünket.
So many times you find someone is engaged nicely in devotional service, as long as they're, you know, fighting with their sinful desires. Yeah, it means like they're in the temple, you know, they're fired up and they're, you know, fighting with their sinful desires. Because the sinful desires are very easy to see, this is bad. But as they become purified, then these sinful desires start to go down.
A bűnös vágyak kezdenek lemenni.
And because the desire is still in the heart, then the pious side of it starts to manifest.
Mivel a vágy ott van a szívben, a jámborodat kezd megjelenni.
It says the devotee has all the good qualities of the demigods.
Azt mondják, hogy a bakták rendelkeznek a félistenek összes jó tulajdonságával.
So as these pious desires start arising in the heart, because they don't look so bad, no, they look nice.
Then
sometimes you see devotees get sidetracked by those and think this is very nice. Yeah, what am I doing in the temple, you know, fighting with everybody and this and that, and you know, let me move out and get a nice house and, you know, family and everything wonderful and lovey-dovey and, you know, everything is perfect and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Akkor néha ez így elhozza a baktáknak a figyelmét, eltéríti őket. Hát minek vagyok itt a templomban küzdeni, veszekedni a baktákkal, inkább lakja ki, itt legyen egy szép otthon, minden legyen nagyon békés és kellemes.
But we still must recognize that that's material desire.
Észre kell mennünk, hogy ez is anyagi vágy.
See, in the beginning we think spiritual is nice, then material, because for us material means sinful, is not nice.
Először azt gondoljuk, hogy a lelki az jó, és az anyagi, mivel bűnös, ezért nem jó.
But Maya has a trick in between the two.
De Maya-nak van egy trükkje a kettő között.
It's called nice Maya.
Hogy hívják, hogy jó Maya.
Right? There's bad Maya, nice Maya, and then there's Krishna consciousness.
Van rossz Maya, jó Maya, és Krishna tudat.
Right? So bad Maya has to be given up.
A rossz Maya-t fel kell adni.
The nice Maya also has to be given up.
A jó Maya is fel kell adni.
But if we know how to engage it in Krishna's service, if that attachment is there for the nice Maya, then we engage it in Krishna's service and we become purified of that attachment. Sinful activities are just thrown out. But when we are faced with the desire for nice Maya, that's where the Varnashram system is important. So it's not a problem that someone sees it is better for me to be a grihastha and maintain and do so many nice things.
Nem probléma, hogyha valaki látja, hogy jobb lesz, hogyha grihastha leszek és fenntartom dolgokat és csinálom szépen.
But if one is under the illusion that this is something nice and good, that's the Maya.
De valaki abban az illúzióban van, hogy ez egy szép és jó dolog, az Maya.
Because that's sentiment. That is sentiment.
Mert ez érzelem.
Right? In knowledge, one sees I have these attachments, and I can. So then, I should engage them in Krishna's service. Right. So therefore, I see. Okay, I'm not so suited for this kind of lifestyle. I'm suited for another kind of lifestyle. Now let me do that properly for Krishna.
Ezért látom, hogy ez a fajta életmód nem annyira illik hozzá, egy másik fajta életmód illik, szóval hadd csináljam azt Krisnáért.
So we will see that the serious devotee and not so serious devotee may be doing exactly the same thing.
Szóval lehet, hogy látjuk, hogy egy komoly bakta és egy nem nagyon komoly bakta pontosan ugyanazt csinálják.
Right? So the serious devotee is Krishna's first, and then I have to engage all these you know, pleasant material desires in his service.
Egy komoly baktának Krishna az első, és akkor mindezeket a különböző anyagi vágyakat le kell fogalnom az ő szolgálatában.
And the not so serious devotees, I have all these pleasant desires, I want to fulfill them, and we'll work Krishna in somehow or another, you know, in the little gaps or someplace.
És el nem annyira komoly bakta, pedig lehet, hogy hát vannak ezek a jó vágyaim, beteljesítem őket, és aztán valamit van a haluk, abban megpróbálom beletenni Krishna.
So, because of, in the past we've seen that there's the, we've just seen that there's Krishna or there's Maya. But we haven't been able to see the point where you have the pious activities, if they're engaged in Krishna's service, it's not Maya. If they're not engaged in service of Krishna, then, you know, it allows place for Maya.
Nem látjuk azt, hogy ezeket a jelvőványokat lefoglaljuk Istennek a szolgálatában, ez nem Maya, de hogyha nem foglaljuk le, akkor ez helyetlen Maya-nak.
So the tendency was anyone getting married, that's Maya.
A tendency az volt, hogyha valaki megházasodik, az Maya.
But No, it's a matter of what is the purpose.
Nem, a kérdés az, hogy mi a cél.
If that is their nature, that's the best situation for them. If they engage in Krishna service, that's Krishna conscious. They don't, that's mine.
Ha az a természetük, akkor az jó nekik, és hogyha ezt lefoglalják Krishna-nak a szolgálatában, az jó, és hogyha nem, akkor az mine.
So one has to see one's nature with knowledge.
Szóval kell látni a saját természetünket tudással.
So he can distinguish between sinful activities, pious activities, and devotional activities.
Hogy különbséget tudjunk tenni a bűnös tett, ajánló tett és az odaadó tett között.
Because if we can only see sinful activities and devotional activities, then we will never be able to establish culture.
Right?
Culture means the pious activities of being engaged in Krishna's service. And pious activities or culture not engaged in Krishna's service is rejected.
És azokat elmondott tetteket, amelyek nincsenek összefüggésben Isten szolgálatával, azokat elutasítjuk.
In other words, we can see right, we can see left. We can't see what, you know, we can see black, we can see white. But where there's gray, then we just ignore that.
Tehát, hogy látjuk a feketét, és látjuk a fehéret, de ahol szürke, az csak figyelme kívül vagyunk.
You know, but gray is where the spiritual touches the material, or comes in contact with the material, or engages the material.
De a szürke, ahol a lelki kapcsolatba kerül az anyagi valam, hogy lefoglalja az anyagit.
So that takes intelligence.
Ez kell intelligencia.
That takes discrimination.
Nem megkülönböztetés.
Means we have to be able to discriminate between the different qualities of material nature.
Ez azt jelenti, hogy különbséget kell tudnunk tenni az anyagi természet különböző kötelei között.
What is goodness, what is passion, what is ignorance?
Mi a jóság, mi a szenvedély, mi a tudatlanság?
And we have to be able to distinguish between what is material and what is spiritual.
És kell tudnunk különbséget tenni, hogy mi anyagi és mi lelki.
So we see that material qualities of goodness and passion we generally avoid.
Szeretjük, hogy jóság és szenvedély anyagi tulajdonságait általában elkerüljük.
The qualities of goodness then are favorable.
Right?
But then they are only favorable if they are engaged in Krishna's service. So the material activities of goodness engaged in Krishna's service, that's the overlap. So that is real pious activities.
Az az igazi ilyen.
Right? Otherwise, mundane pious activities, the devotee still considers sinful because it's not in relationship to Krishna. Material definition is sinful activities are sinful. Material pious activities are pious. Right? And then you have spiritual. The devotee looks at it a little differently. Sinful activities are sinful. Pious activities not engaged in Krishna's service are also sinful. Because sin takes you away from Krishna. Right? So the sinful material activities, it's obvious it's taking you away from Krishna. And they take you away very quickly. Right? The pious activities, it's hard to tell that they're taking you away. But they are, because they're increasing your attachment. So therefore, only activities being done for Krishna, that is called pious, devotional standard. That gives devotional results. Right? So that piety that we're talking about that is there in the middle, that is religiosity. That is varnashram. That is dharma. That is prescribed duty. All those definitions. Now we can see why it is sometimes we reject religiosity and sometimes we say it must be followed. Or sometimes we say varnashram is we reject it and sometimes we say it must be followed. Or we say attachment to prescribed duties is not good, and other times you say one must do one's prescribed duties.
Vagy azt mondjuk, hogy a elégtetlenségekhez való ragaszkodás nem jó, vagy azt mondjuk, hogy az embernek végezik az elégtetlenségei.
Because the pious, religious, varnashram duties, if they're done to please Krishna, that is favorable. But if they're done without desiring to please Krishna, that is not favorable.
Mert hogyha a jelvon varnashram, varnashram kötelességeket azért csináljuk, hogy Krishnát elégedetté tegyük, az kedvező, de hogyha nem azért, hogy Krishnát elégedetté tegyük, akkor nem kedvező.
This point Yamaraj himself says in the universe no one understands.
Yamaraj maga mondja erről, hogy ezt az univerzumban senki sem érti.
How it is that devotional activities are higher than the pious activities?
Hogy van ez, hogy az odaadottak magasabb rendben, mint a jámbortettek?
Means in another instance when the Yamadutas were taking, they wanted to take Ajamya, who was very sinful.
Egy másik alkalommal, amikor a jamadutak Ajamya-t próbálták elvinni, aki nagyon bűnös volt.
And according to Shastra, he should have been taken to hell.
És a Shastra szerint a pokolba kellett volna vinni.
But because he chanted the Lord's name, then all that was removed. So they were wondering, they asked Yamaraj, what's going on? So he explained that dharma, or religion, is very difficult to understand. The rules in that, then any intelligent, thoughtful person can study and understand. But their proper engagement in Krishna's service, that is not understood. Therefore we see that, you know, you have like a child. So then the pious way of dealing is you take care of the child, give the child attention. Right? But that's still material. But Krishna says that children must be protected. So if in service to Krishna you deal properly with the children, protect them, give them attention, that becomes devotional service. Right? So not being able to understand that, then spiritual means you neglect the children, because then we're detached.
Ha nem tudod érteni ezt, akkor lelki az azt jelenti, hogy elmondod a gyerekeket, mert nem ragaszkodsz.
Right, so the brahmacharis deal rough with them.
A brahmacharis deal rough with them. Right.
The temple authorities don't care for them.
A templom azértesen nem törődik velük.
You know, the mother after the first, you know, some time of interest, you know, also then becomes detached.
Az anya miután egy pár évig tanúsított érdeklődést már nem érdeklődik iránta.
Because we can only recognize sinful activities and pious, or gross attachments, and you know, complete, you know, pristine, devotionally pure. But we're unable to recognize in the middle, then there's the proper engagement of our conditioned nature in the Lord's service, and that must be pleasant and favorable.
Nem tudjuk felismerni, hogy középen van a megfelelő elfoglaltság a Krishna szolgálatában, és ennek kedvezőnek kell lennie.
Krishna is not a ruffian. Ruffian? Means a rough, kind of nasty, uncultured.
Krishna nem egy durva, kultúrálatlan személy.
So therefore, we see dealings are very proper.
Ezért látjuk, hogy nagyon megfelelőnek van viszonyom.
But one can't get attached to them. Right? In other words, one's attachments one deals with, but one tries to be unattached. One tries to give up that attachment. And the sinful concept is, I'm attached, I do it. I'm not attached, I have nothing to do with it.
A bűnös felfogásod az, hogy ha ragaszkodom, csinálom, hogyha nem ragaszkodom, akkor semmi közöm hozzá.
So if I'm unattached, I have nothing to do with it, I think that is real detachment.
Ha azt gondolom, hogyha nem ragaszkodom hozzá, és nincs semmi közöm hozzá, akkor az az igazi elkülönülés.
But that's still gross attachment.
De ez még mindig durva ragaszkodás.
It's just the other side of it.
Csak a másik oldalán.
Right? I'm really attached, and if it doesn't work like I want, then I really reject it.
nagyon ragaszkodok, és aztán, hogyha nem működik úgy, ahogy akarom, akkor teljesen elvetem.
But they're both attached.
De mind a kettő ragaszkodás.
If I'm unattached, I can deal with it very neutrally, and it doesn't bother me. I can deal with it, I cannot deal with it, it doesn't bother me.
Ha nem ragaszkodok, akkor mindegy, hogy viszonyulok hozzá, vagy nem zavar.
Right? Like you have a brahmacharya. If he is attached to women, then you'll generally see he deals very roughly with them because he's thinking, you know, I have to be detached. But a brahmachari who is unattached can deal with them whenever there's a need to, in a pleasant way, but without getting overly involved.
De egy brahmacsári, aki nem ragaszkodik, akkor amikor szükséges, nagyon szépen tud visszadulni a nélkül, hogy túlságosan vele keveredne.
So that is the platform of prescribed duties. I'm doing it because it's a duty. It needs to be done, I'm doing it. So, but when it doesn't need to be done, I'm not doing it.
De ez az elégedetlenség szintje. Hogyha szükség van rá, hogy csináljam, akkor csinálom, amikor nincs szükség, akkor nem csinálom.
Too much so-called detachment means it needs to be done, but I won't do it because I'm so detached.
Túlzott elkülönülés azt jelenti, hogy szükség lenne megcsinálni, de nem csinálom, mert elkülönült vagyok.
An overattachment is it doesn't need to be done, but I'm doing it anyway because I'm attached.
És a túlzott ragaszkodás az azt jelenti, hogy nem kell csinálni, de mivel túlságosan ragaszkodom, csinálom.
Right? So the proper standard is when it needs to be done, I do it. When it doesn't need to be done, I don't do it. And in both cases, why? Because I'm doing it for Krishna.
És a megfelelő dolog az, hogyha szükség van csinálni, akkor csinálom, és ha nincs szükség csinálni, nem csinálom, és miért? Krisnáért.
Right? When the child needs attention, we give it. When they don't need attention, then we're not giving it.
Hogyha a gyereknek szüksége van figyelemre, akkor adom neki, hogyha nincs szüksége, akkor nem adom.
Like that. Then that is the proper balance.
Ez a megfelelő egyensúly.
So we can see, because of that lack of understanding, pious activities and their and engagement in Krishna's service, therefore there's a great lack of culture, there's a great lack of exchange between devotees, trust between devotees, relationships between devotees, care between devotees.
Ennek a megértésnek a hiánya miatt nincsen ott a jó kapcsolat a bakták között, a megfelelő viszonzás a bakták között, a kultúra a bakták között, a gondoskodás egymással a bakták között.
Means because if I care, I must be attached. Otherwise, why would I get involved?
Mert hogyha gondoskodok valakiről, akkor biztosan ragaszkodom, különben miért csinálnám.
No, but it's the duty to be involved.
Nem, az a kötelesség, hogy benne legyenek.
We establish proper relationships, not because we're attached to it, but because they must be established.
Létrehozunk megfelelő kapcsolatokat, nem azért, mert ragaszkodunk hozzá, hanem mert kell, hogy legyenek.
So, you know, we must have basic, you know, principle of trust.
Ott kell, hogy legyen a bizalomnak az alapelve.
And respect.
Tisztelet.
Because these are the duties.
Mert ezek a kötelességek.
Right? We must be able to give shelter, not because I'm attached to being the you know, the friend of all living entities, but it's the duty.
Kell tudnunk menedéket adni, nem mert ragaszkodom ahhoz, hogy minden élő barátja vagyok, hanem mert kötelesség.
Right? So it's definitely a new concept to the, you know, materialistic, or, you know, the one who is accustomed to adverse fruits of activities.
Ez kicsit olyan, hogy felfogás annak, aki a nem kívánatos gyümölcsöket ettekhez szokott.
Right, in the non-Vedic culture, no one does anything unless there's severe attachment.
A non-Vedikus kultúrában senki sem csinál semmit, ha csak nincs egy nagyon erős ragaszkodása.
Right, but you know, doing things out of duty is very rare, especially nowadays.
De kötelességből csinálni dolgokat, ez nagyon ritka, főleg manapság.
So in the Vedic culture, then duty is enforced.
A védikus kultúra nagyon megerősíti a kötelességet.
Right? Because the tendency of the materialistic living entity is to tend towards the sinful.
Mert a materialista élőlénynek hajlama a bűnös felé hajlani.
So if you overemphasize the pious activities, then people know it should be done.
Ha túlzottan hangsúlyozzuk a jelmatetteket, akkor az emberek tudják, hogy csinálni kell őket.
And they follow.
És követik.
But that's still not enough.
De ez még mindig nem elég.
It's still material.
Ez még mindig anyagi.
So one has to therefore emphasize even more devotional service.
De egyébként az embernek még jobban hangsúlyoznia kell az önálló szolgálatot.
But we have to make sure that when we are establishing devotional service, that we understand that the proper etiquette and culture of the devotees is also important to follow.
De gondoskodunk el arra, hogy amikor így megszilárdítjuk az adó szolgálatot, akkor a baktáknak a megfelelő kultúrát és etiketet is követniük kell.
And anything that alludes to material dealings, piety, religion, culture, that is seen in an adverse way, as not favorable, that means not engaged in Krishna service. Right? The Bhagavatam opens with Dharma Kaitava, Projita. Oh, Dharma Projita, Kaitavottara, means those religious activities that have nothing to do with Krishna are rejected.
Így kezdődik a Bhagavatam, hogy azokat a vallásos tetteket, amelyeknek nincsen kapcsolat a Krishnával, el kell venni.
Therefore, those things that religious activities that are in connection with Krishna, that must be followed.
Tehát a Krishnával kapcsolatban álló vallásos tetteket követni kell.
Right? So therefore, chanting Hare Krishna, worshipping the deity, associating with devotees. Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, living in the temple or making one's home into the temple, and the various details, favorable details that go along with those must be done. And then other things, they may be rejected. But one has to be knowledgeable on how great that is.
Az embernek kell tudásának lenni, hogy ez milyen széles.
Right? Means devotee means he's experts. That means they're knowledgeable and they're practiced. Study. They have to hear. They have to study to know what to do.
Ez azt jelenti, hogy kell hallani és kell tanulni, hogy mit kell csinálni. Someone kills someone else and then he's punished, then he's paid for the action or if if someone is doing illicit sex, then it's a ghost who's born as a child. And then we see that in Kali that the culture is very free, there's no culture between them. And how do these laws be valid now?
Still valid. Why fire doesn't heat things anymore? Water's not wet. We don't breathe air. Right?
In the Vedic world, these rules are not followed. The Vedic world, these rules are not followed. There may be a Vedic marriage and there may be a Vedic marriage, so do the same things apply?
Means it's like this. If, let's say, if a deer falls in the water, or a dog falls in the water, does the deer not become wet and the dog does, or the dog does and the deer doesn't? It's just like this. Someone comes from another country. They break the law in this country. So does the government here say, well, they're from another country, so it doesn't matter? Or does the law here punish them? They get punished or not? Yeah, okay, so this place is run by God. Right? And so if we consider ourselves, from another, country or time warp. That's our mentality. We're still in God's kingdom. So we will be punished. Point is if the state punishes you, then Yamaraj does not have to. If the state doesn't punish you, Yamaraj takes care. One will be punished. That's all. See, it's like this. This is the just look at it in a, how you say, neutral light. The Malecha's mentality, the Malecha culture is so powerful that God and His law can't touch them.
Right?
They're so special and so unique.
Annyira különlegesek és annyira egyszerűek.
Therefore God has no jurisdiction over them.
Hogy Isten nem tud bírásolni felettük.
That's actually what's being said.
Ez az, ami most lesz.
So in the Vedic culture, the Malechas were humble because they knew they were below standard. In the modern scenario, they're proud. Right? Because they're able to get some, you know, occasionally some electricity to work or a car to function.
Electricity.
To work. Some of them can make roads. Phones work. But that's it. Culture doesn't work. Right? So therefore they consider themselves superior to India, where the important things of life, like electricity, phones, computers, roads, cars, don't work. But amazingly, even despite the electricity, the phones, the cars, and the roads not working, relationships work in India. Right? So it's just a matter of what you consider more valuable.
Someone kills someone else in the lady face, then the king will hand him or something. Now someone kills someone that maybe is in prison for 20 years. So then how does Yamaraj relate to that? And he sort of completes it to that standard that he should have gotten, because he's getting some punishment.
Means it has to, punishment has to be completed. So either the king does it or Yamaraj does it. Location except the Malechas and Yamaraj.
Ahogy az állam rendjének feltartói elfogják a bűnöst, hogy megbüntessék, kivéve ha Malechák is javanák, úgy egy fogjuk a bűnös érzékirányítésbe merül ember a jamarulták.
Sounds correct.
Ez egy helyesnek hangzik.
Yes? No, okay. So that is what is being spoken by, of course, the non-devotees. But unfortunately, many devotees are also of the same opinion. Right? They're so proud that of their culture that they figure it is unapproachable even by God Himself.
Azt gondolják, hogy még Isten maga sem közelítheti
meg. And God's laws.
És Isten törvényei.
Right? Everything else works the same. There's nothing different. I mean, people have children in India the same exact way people do it here.
Minden más ugyanúgy működik, szóval az embereknek Indiában pontosan ugyanúgy lesznek gyerekeink.
In India they breathe through their nose and mouth.
Indiában is az orrukban is a szájukban.
They see with their eyes. They hear with their ears. They touch with their hands. They walk with their feet.
A lábukkal járnak.
Right? They drink water.
vizet isznek.
Right? You know, they pass urine and stool in the same way.
Ugyanúgy vizelnek és ürítenek.
Tell me, what is different between what the Malechas do and what the Indians do, other than they do it in an improper way and the others do it in a proper way? What is the difference? I'm wanting to know what is this supreme uniqueness of the Malecha and the Avana culture. I'm really interested.
Szóval mondd meg, hogy mit jelen a különlegesebbek a nyugatiak, azon kívül, hogy ők mindezeket a dolgokat helytelenül csinálják, az indiaiak meg helyesen csinálják. Szóval nagyon érdekelne, hogy mi az, amit a legfelsőbb rendkívüli egyéni dolog lesz ez a nyugati kultúra, nagyon érdekelne ezt megérteni.
I mean, what is that? I mean, okay, Malecha culture, then, you know, you have sex first, the girl gets pregnant, then you decide to get married. In the Vedic culture, you get married first, then you have the child.
Malecha kultúrában először van mennyi élet, aztán a lány terhes lesz, és aztán feleségül veszed a, az indiai kultúrában, először feleségül veszed a lányt, és utána lesz terhes.
But how is that superior? How is that different?
De ez miért felsőbbrendű, vagy miért különböző?
If someone in the Vedic culture has a child, conceives a child before marriage, then they get Varna Shankar.
A védikus kultúrában, hogyha valaki házasság előtt szül egy gyereket, akkor ő Varna Shankarát fog kapni.
And a Malecha, if they conceive a child before marriage, they also get Varna Shankar.
És hogyha egy Malecha nem gyereket házasság előtt, ő is Varna Shankarát fog kapni.
The Malechas get the added attraction that even after marriage, if they conceive a child, it's generally Varna Shankar.
A Malechának még az az extra, ami ehhez hozzáadódik, hogy még házasság után is általában Varna Shankarát nem szeretni.
I'm saying? Means, I'm saying this is not just your opinion, this is opinions around the world, so we're speaking on that.
So ez nem mondjuk csak a te véleményed, hanem nagyon sok személynek a vélemény az egész világban, és most arra beszélünk.
So this is not specifically directed to you.
So nem neked céloztam kifejezetten.
It's very common.
Nagyon gyakori dolog ez az elképzelés.
Those who follow the Malecha culture, see, culture means less pride.
A kultúra azt jelenti, hogy csökken a büszkeség.
Lack of culture means more pride.
A kultúra hiány azt jelenti, hogy több a büszkeség.
So it's understood that this mentality will be there.
So meg lehet érteni, hogy ott van ez a mentalitás.
So Prabhupada always talks about this.
Prabhupada mindig beszél róla.
And his activities, he's always dealing and behaving this way.
És az ő cselekedeteiben mindig így módon viszonyul.
But due to lack of knowledge and lack of refinement, generally we miss these points.
De a tudás hiánya és a finomság hiánya miatt általában nem veszik észre ezeket a pontokat.
Tendency is one will notice what one is able to relate to.
A tendencia az, hogy az ember azt veszi észre, amihez tud viszonyulni.
So one can relate to things that are similar to one's own qualities.
Olyan dolgok, hogy az ember viszonyulni, amelyek hasonlóak a tulajdonságaihoz.
So in the, you know, non-Vedic culture, the concept of being happy, performing something out of duty, doesn't exist.
A nem-védikus kultúrában ez a felfogás, hogy boldog lehetsz, hogyha valamit kötelességből csinálsz, ez nem létezik.
Generally you see doing something out of duty means I'm doing it because it has to be done. I don't really like to do it, but you know, it needs to be done.
Általában kötelességből csinálni valamit azt jelenti, hogy csinálom, mert muszáj csinálni, mert nem akarom csinálni, de meg kell legyen csinálva.
And even if we accept, okay, I must be dutiful, the concept that by performing that duty, it creates actual deep relationships, that is like, you know, completely, you know, what has that got to do with it?
De ez a elképzelés, hogyha valaki ilyen kötelesség tud, még azt el is fogadjuk, hogy kell csinálni a kötelességet, de hogy azt gondoljuk, hogyha valaki csinálja a kötelességet, az valódi mély kapcsolatokat eredményez, azt el nem tudjuk képzelni, hogy miközben van a kettőnek egymáshoz.
I was giving a class on this in Mayapur, and after the class, then somebody heard one, you know, senior lady from, not from India, from another country, and she was saying, you know, what a contradictory class. Right? He's talking about late relationships and emotional exchange, and he's talking about duty. I mean, they have zero to do with each other.
Kapcsolatokról és érzelmi szenzásról beszél, aztán meg kötelességről beszél, hát ezeknek nulla közöttben egymáshoz.
So because of this, we're not actually able to see what Prabhupada is talking about, the example he's giving. And even if someone does talk about it, it's not seen.
Emiatt nem tudjuk látni, hogy Prabhupada beszél ezekről, és még hogyha látjuk is, és beszélünk róla, akkor meg mások nem látják azt.
Because in the Vedic culture, one does an activity because it is their duty to do it.
Tehát a védikus kultúrában az ember azért végez valamilyen cselekedetet, mert ez a kötelessége.
One does it because that is the other side, the other half of the relationship with another person or a group of people.
Tehát ez az egyik fele a kapcsolatnak, egy személyen, vagy egy másik csoport személyen.
Or our relationship with Krishna.
Vagy a Krishnával kapcsolatban.
Like then the other person can trust us, can count on us, that they, we are always going to provide that half of the relationship.
És akkor a másik személy tud bízni és tud számítani rá, hogy mindig ott lesz ez a fele a kapcsolatnak, ami jön.
And they perform their half of the relationship.
És ők megvégzik az ő részüket a kapcsolatban.
So now that will not create some kind of interaction between these two persons. There will not be some development of relationship there.
Nem fog ezt fejleszteni valami fajta kapcsolatot a két személy között.
Right? The Malecha idea is that if you become unrestricted, you become happy.
A Malecha elképzelés az, hogyha nem vagy korlátozva, akkor vagy boldog.
And you somehow or another develop relationships with everybody because of this.
És valahogy mindenkivel kialakul a kapcsolatod emiatt.
The Vedic concept, or the real concept, is by restriction I become happy and I establish relationships.
A védikus koncepció, vagy a valódi koncepció az az, hogy ha vannak korlátozások, akkor leszek boldog.
Give an example.
Mondom egy példát.
Means the husband controls his senses and stays faithful to the wife.
A férj szabályozza az érzékeit, és hűséges marad a feleséghez.
The wife controls her senses and stays chaste to the husband.
A feleség kontrollálja az ő érzékeit, és hűséges marad a férjhez.
And they're doing that because of the for the other person.
És ezt a másik személyért teszik.
They have a commitment, they're married.
Elkötelezték egymásnak magukat, házasok.
That will not deepen the relationship.
Nem fogja ez mélyíteni a kapcsolatot.
Right? The Malecha culture is the man does what he likes, the woman does what she likes.
A Malecha kultúra, hogy a férfi csinálja, amit ő akar, a nő csinálja, amit ő akar.
How deep can their relationship or any relationship be?
Milyen mély tud lenni az ő kapcsolatok, vagy bármilyen kapcsolat.
Right? Means it's like this. The modern idea is I will get 100% satisfaction of my desires.
A modern elképzelés az, hogy én 100%-ig elégedettet fogom tenni a vágyaimat.
So I will find someone who will allow me to get fulfill my desires the way I want.
So találok valakit, aki engedi, hogy úgy beteljesítsem a vágyaimat, ahogy akarom.
Then if that doesn't work anymore, then that relationship naturally is discontinued. How deep is that relationship? The Vedic concept is I 50% of myself I give to the other person for the relationship. So my desires may be being fulfilled. But as part of the relationship, I have to see that the other person's desires are also being fulfilled. It is part of my duty. So if both parties are doing this, then we see both are satisfied 100%. Right? 50% you're taking care of, 50% the other person's taking care of. So that creates a relationship. Right? Means you want 100%, this person wants 100%, they come together. Very superficial relationship. Vedic is half.
Right?
So then, how much relationship is there?
Akkor mennyi kapcsolat van?
But that takes self-control, training, knowledge, fine qualities.
De ez kell önfegyelem, képzés, tudás, finom tulajdonságok.
So that's the point. It's something that it's just like this. You know, it's I can take, you know, 2 seconds and go out to a shop and buy something ready made to eat.
You
know, rip open the package and eat it there on the street.
Right?
There's some satisfaction.
But
now if the senses are controlled, there's some plan, you go get some ingredients, you cook something nice and in a pleasant environment, then you know you take your shot.
De hogyha szabályozunk az érzéket, elmész vásárolsz valamit, szépen megfőzöl, elkészíted, aztán majd a beszállamot eszed meg.
How much more satisfaction?
Ez mennyivel nagyobb elégedettséget ad.
So by controlling the senses, the result is better.
Szóval, hogyha kontrolláljuk az érzékeket, akkor az eredmény jó.
So this is the secret to piety, is the senses are controlled, therefore the result will be more pleasant.
Szóval ez a titka a jámbosságnak, mivel az érzéket kontrolláltak, ezért ez jobb az eredmény.
Right? So the devotees want a pleasant, nice atmosphere, a nice exchange, but that means the senses have to be controlled.
So hogyha a bhakták egy kellemes, jó atmoszférát akarnak, akkor az azt jelenti, hogy az érzékeket kontrollálni kell.
Right? And we have to, in duty, relate to other people.
És kötelesség alapon kell viszonyulnunk másokkal.
You know, the husband must take care that the wife's desires are taken care of, the wife must be sensitive to the husband's needs.
A férjnek gondoskodnia kellene, hogy a feleség vágyai teljesülhessenek. A feleségnek érzékelnie kellene a férj szükségleteire.
Right, the parents to the child's needs, the child to, you know, listening to the parents.
A szülőnek a gyerek szükségleteire, a gyereknek hallgatnia kell a szülőkre.
Of one friend must sacrifice for another friend.
Az egyik barátnak áldoznia kell a másik barátért.
And vice versa.
És visszafelé ugyanez.
Then you have relationships and you have culture.
Akkor van a kapcsolatok és van kultúra.
But even though that creates a very pleasant atmosphere for people to interact with each other, it still is not perfect unless it's engaged in Krishna's service. So then, rather than my motive for following the Vedic culture is because of the good result that will come, I follow the Vedic culture because it's Krishna's direction and it pleases Krishna, then of course the good direction, the good result comes.
So nem azért követjük a védikus kultúrát, mert jó eredményt fogunk kapni belőle, hanem követjük meg Istennek ez az utasítása, és hogyha követjük Isten utasítását, akkor úgy is fog jönni belőle a jó eredmény.
Right? So then, that even once we recognize it, there's two platforms, the beginning platform and the advanced platform of understanding, you know, working within the culture in relationship to Krishna.
So még ha megértjük, akkor is több szinten meg lehet érteni, kezdő szinten és fejlett szinten, amit jelent Krisnáért dolgozni a kultúrában.
One is, I want to follow the culture, but I should engage in Krishna's service. The other is, Krishna wants us to follow the culture, so that's my service, and then results are up to Krishna.
Hogy akarom követni a kultúrát, és lefoglalom Krishna szolgálatába, hogy akarom követni Krishna utasításait, és akkor úgy is jön az eredmény.
That's the meaning of leader. Leader means they protect. So in this relationship, leader means to protect, and those who follow means to surrender.
Ebben a kapcsolatban vezető azt jelenti, hogy védelmez, és követő azt jelenti, hogy meghódol.
Right? Means when there's shelter, there's surrender.
Ha van menedék, van meghódolás.
And when there's surrender, there must be shelter.
És ha van meghódolás, akkor kell lenni a menedéknek.
But there also must be guidance.
De kell lenni a útmutatásnak is.
So the leader must also give guidance.
direction.
And those who are following must take seriously that, that guidance and following. So generally we work on the principle of guidance will be given. Follow, surrender and following that guidance should be done. But the aspect of shelter is kind of like forgotten. Because shelter doesn't fit into the concept of control. And control becomes the main operative principle because generally there's not so much surrender. You know, so bad masters get bad servants. So just as you can find devotees who can complain about the leaders, you go and talk to those leaders what they thought of the temple devotees. You know, independent, uncooperative, demanding. You know, that's what they'll say. So it goes both ways. Like that. So if we want to actually correct the whole the situation, we have to see the whole picture. Like now some places you find it's very popular. They have trouble with the authorities, don't like authority, and this and all the problems of the authorities. And anyone who has a problem, then they have the right, full 100% right to state their opinion, and that must be acted upon. But in the equation, you must also include, well, how good of a follower were they? What was their motives? What was their mentality? So therefore, what was the motives and mentality of the leader? Then you can actually see what was right and what was wrong. Otherwise, looking at one side of the problem, that's just a normal modern system, is the individual gets 100% by their own endeavor. I mean, the individual gets 100% profit by the other person's endeavor. Right? Means, I have a relationship with the other person because they fulfill 100% of my needs. And in this relationship, I don't really have to do anything. So therefore, the Western relationships many times are found to be quite shallow. And their approach to solving problems in that is also pretty shallow. Because we're all people and it has to be dealt with in a personal way. So personal means taking both sides. Modern ideas, personal means you take one side and the other, you have the person and you have them. Right? But in the Vedic is that you both are people. Right. Like that. So then if both look at it, then they'll see that both sides have a lot of duty to perform. Right? Means it's the leader's duty to give direction, to give protection and shelter according to the needs of the person.
A vezető kötelessége útmutatást adni, menedéket és védelmet adni a személy szükségletei szerint.
And that must be based on what the scripture says.
És ennek az alapja az kell, hogy legyen, ami az írásokban van.
Right? Not that just the person decides that they have to have, you know, half the temple to live in or something.
Nem csak, hogy valaki mindent, vagy hát a templom felében akar élni.
It means the scripture, Krishna must always be the standard by which you judge everything.
Szóval szükség van a tápának a felére, az, hogy én Szavini Krishna és az írások szerint kell megítélnünk valamit.
Right? And those who are following, then they must see that they are taking the advantage of the advice, they are surrendering, they are, but both have to have the knowledge of why it must be done.
És a követőknek meg kell látni, hogy a tényleg követik el az utasításokat, tényleg meghódolnak-e, de mind a kettőnek ott kell legyen a tudása, hogy miért kell ezt csinálni.
So the leaders must practice that knowledge.
Right.
And they must see that everybody else is trained in that knowledge. If devotees are untrained and they act properly, leaders can't complain. It's their business to see they get trained. Of course, if they make arrangements for training and do the training and then it still doesn't function, then you can understand, okay, then we need another situation for those particular devotees. Means you have, just very general, just so it's, you have three kind of main situations that devotees will be situated in. One is like they're in fully like in temple life, or you know, completely supported, maintained, everything. You have those who live outside, maintain themselves, but are fully involved with the temple activity. Then you have those who live outside and do their own thing whenever they like, they get involved.
Aztán vannak azok, akik kint laknak, csinálják a maga dolgaikat, és amikor akarják, akkor részt vesznek.
So then the temple authorities and the devotees themselves should understand which basic three categories is the best for one's devotional development.
És akkor a templomi autoritásoknak és a baktáknak is meg kell érteniük, hogy melyik a legjobb helyzet számukra.
So the first two are specifically for those who can put Krishna first.
Az első kettő azoknak van, akik Krisztán tudják első helyre tenni.
And the third is more for someone who puts either they're brand new, so they're just coming in contact with Krishna consciousness, or if they are prefer to put themselves first and Krishna second.
A második kategória pedig azok, akik most jönnek, hogy kapcsolatban lépjenek Krishna tudattal, vagy akiknek az a természet, hogy magukat helyezik első helyre, és aztán jön Krishna.
Like that. So everybody should find a situation that they're comfortable, and then they can relate nicely with other devotees.
So mindenkinek meg kell találni azt a helyzetet, amiben kényelmesen érzi magát, és akkor szépen tud visszavonni.
So that takes knowledge and cooperation.
Többieket is ehhez kell, tudás és együttműködés.
And a dedication to pleasing Krishna.
És hogy eltökeljük magunkat annak, hogy Krishnát elégedetté tegyük.
Because the, how you say it? Two things. Means that the Mughals attacked India many, many times and were never successful. They could never enter into India. I think Somnath Temple in Gujarat or someplace, that was sacked 17 times. Sacked means it means it was, they came and they stole everything and, you know they make a lot of trouble. Right? So that temple, the reason they liked to come and attack it was because it was like completely covered with gold and silver and jewels and everything. 17 times they came, 17 times they kicked them out. That was pretty much the main bulk of all the gold and silver of the wealth of Iran. I don't remember, you know, whatever it was, 10, 15, or 20 years ago when the Shah of Iran was kicked out and they found all his wealth. Like that was all from that.
15 vagy 20 éve, amikor ennek az irányítottam vezetőnek sarnapján meghaltak a vagyonát.
See, so this is going on very nicely until the Kshatriyas took up Jainism. When Jainism became popular, then they became non-violent. So because they gave up their duties, then the mulechas could come in. That's one thing. You know, with the British also, then, you know, they just came in much later, so they were dealing with superior weaponry. They had cannons, guns, well, in India mostly they were still, you know, bows, arrows, swords. But one interesting thing that they did is they managed India according to Manusamhita. And left all the kings in place. England took the position of the emperor. So then they were, all it was is that all the kings under them had to pay tax. So the whole point is in the Vedic culture, the common person doesn't really care who's on the top.
A lényeg az, hogy a védikus kultúrában egy közönséges személy nem nagyon érdekel, hogy ki van a csúcson.
Somebody has to maintain law and order.
Valakinek fel kell tartani a törvényt és a rendet.
So it doesn't really matter who it is for the common man.
Egy közönséges közembernek nem számít, hogy ez kicsoda.
As long as they do their duty, then that's all right.
Ha még végzik a kötelességüket, akkor nem számít.
At the time of Lord Chaitanya, the Muslims were managing.
Az úgy éppen éjjelben a muzulmának vezetett.
And no one cared.
Senki sem érdekelt.
Until the Qazi said, you can't practice Harinam
Sankirtan.
Then they complain. It's the king supposed to establish dharma. Means it doesn't matter what dharma you follow. But the dharma must be bona fide and you must be following it in a bona fide way. If you're not, you'll be punished. Prabhupada gave tell the story that there was this one company. And it had a Hindu owner and they were all Hindu workers. So then at one point somehow the manager became a Muslim. So on the first day then the Muslim called all the people and told them that all this tilak and stuff that they wear like this, you know, as Hindus they can't wear anymore.
Egy nap jött a muzulmán, hívta az összes munkást, és mondta, hogy ezeket a dolgokat mind tilak, és még ezeket nem mondhatják most már.
Okay, so then the next day, all the workers came without tilak, except one man.
Másnap mindegyik munkás tilak nélkül jött, kivéve egy.
So then the Muslim manager, he saw that.
És akkor a muzulmán vezető látta ezt.
So he called everyone together again and pointed to the man with tilak. He said, he has faith in his religion. He practices it. He can wear the tilak. None of you other people can, because you don't have that commitment. So management means you have a nature. You recognize that nature. You follow that nature. Otherwise, you're corrected.
Management azt jelenti, hogy van egy természetet, felismered ezt a természetet, követed ezt a természetet, hogy ki van javítva.
If someone says they're a brahmachari, they do the duties of a brahmachari. They don't do the duties of, you know, mix this and that.
Hogyha valaki azt mondja, hogy a brahmachari, akkor egy brahmacharinak a kötelességeit végzi, nem hogy keveri ezt.
Someone's a grihasta, they follow the grihasta rule.
Hogyha valaki egy grihasta, akkor a grihasta szabályokat követi.
Someone's a pujari, they do those aspects.
Hogyha valaki egy pujari, akkor azokat csinálja.
Whatever they are, then they have to do that. Otherwise, they must be corrected.
Right?
So because India started giving up, therefore then these things came. And the general tendency is modes of passion and ignorance, they tend to overwhelm goodness. That's why the scriptures so strongly talk about goodness.
Ezért beszélve erősen a szentírás
jóságról. This passion ignorance easily overwhelms. Like if you have a meal and there's so many subtle preparations. If you have one that's not subtle, preparation that's not subtly spiced, it overwhelms all the others. If it's more strongly spiced, it means it's not so subtly spiced, then it will overwhelm all the others. So, because of the subtleties of the Vedic culture, the tendency is to be is to not be so gross.
Right.
And when somebody is very proud of their grossness, it's a little hard for somebody who's more gentle to deal with. So in previous times it wasn't a problem because you had a king who was could follow the culture and be very powerful. So he could protect everyone else. But when the kings weren't properly performing their duty, then, you know, it's not the... it doesn't work.
Délután félnénk, hogy Vishnu házában Maharaj tart egy Isten mostitára gyereknevelésről. Szóval mindenkit szeretettel várok, és légy szíves, tegyetek ott időben, az volt a kérdésem, hogy fél négykor kezdődik.
Introduction of Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samarita Bhaktivinoda ki, Jaina Daigo, Bhaktivinoda ki.